Listening Library presents Counting Time by Melanie Conklin. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Chapter 1. New York City. When someone tells you your little brother might die, you're quick to agree to anything. You give up after-school activities because no one can take you to practice. You start eating kale chips instead of regular sour cream and onion, because your mom says kale is rich in antioxidants, which means healthy. You even agree to move across the country, if that's what it takes. That's how I ended up in New York City. We came for my brother Val and the drug trial that might save his life. I didn't know if the treatment would work or when we would go home again. All I knew was that Val needed to be in New York and we had to go with him. So I came. It was November, Thanksgiving Day, 9 months since we'd found out that Val was sick. Dad met us at the airport. He'd flown ahead to meet the movers while we spent our last week in San Diego with Grandma Kay. When I spotted him at the baggage claim, he looked older, his beard grayer, his face thinner than just a week before. But he was still tall as a tree, and he smiled like he was glad to see me. Which was nice, considering Mom had hardly looked at me all day. She'd been too busy taking care of Val, making sure he washed his hands to avoid germs and ate granola to keep his energy up. When our bags arrived, she didn't notice that I took Val's suitcase too, or that I almost got lost in the crowd on the way to the taxi stand. I guess I should have been used to